The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Apostles, don't think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever lose his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you, receive me. And whoever receives me, receive the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. It sounds paradoxical. I've come to bring not peace but the sword. But we all understand Jesus come on earth is to bring peace. Before his birth, the angels sing peace on earth. And after his resurrection, the first words to his disciples, peace be with you. So when Jesus said, I'm not bringing peace to you, it's not that he doesn't want us to have peace. But the peace, you have to strike against evil spirit. Because at many times, we're disturbed by the evil spirit. So we have to fight against evil. There's no peace. Peace is always you let Jesus live in your heart. You have to strike for this kingdom of God. You mentioned once, the door of the kingdom of God is narrow. You have to strike hard to go into it. So that's the meaning. I've come to bring not peace, but the sword. So we have to always get ready to fight. Of course, not with the sword. With prayer, with fasting, with the Blessed Sacrament, with sacrament of penance. All these are helping us to fight against the selfishness, against ourselves. So ask this special grace that we can open to the Lord always, with an open heart always, say our yes to the will of God the Father on a daily basis.